So, next question. What do you see common to conflict across between Indian culture and American culture?
I usually start my teaching in foreign countries, and I've now had the privilege of teaching in about 15 countries or so. But I always start with an apology. And the apology is that I can't address them in their native language because I am woefully inept in foreign languages. But what I say to them and what I have to offer is that I say that the beauty of conflict is that it is universal, that it transcends cultures, it transcends gender, it transcends nationalities, it transcends religions, and at its core, it has these common threads. And therefore, the language of conflict resolution is somewhat universal. The words may be slightly different, but the concepts, once translated, resonate, regardless of whether I'm working in a village in Rwanda or in with the High Court in India, or a group of trained mediators at the Strauss Institute at Pepperdine. The conversation is the same, and it's one of those epiphanies I had somewhere along the line as I found myself sort of contemplating my thoughts and comments to these different audiences, and found myself really speaking in the same language. And so, what is common? You know, at its core, you know, if depending on how far you want to take this conversation, from a neurobiological standpoint, we have two basic needs, and one is connection, and the other is growth and development. And growth and development is really a category that means within our individual environments, we're constantly bumping up against other things, whether they're ideas or conflicts in the environment that are people, or they're environmental or situational. But those are the things that allow us to grow and develop. And so you have to start by appreciating that conflict, notwithstanding the common understanding of the word, from a neurobiological standpoint, is really an adaptive exercise for people. And so when you think about it that way, it does cross cultures. It crosses all of our human experiences. And so the question then becomes, what are the sort of thoughtful ways to try and address that conflict in people's lives and allow them to participate meaningfully in making decisions that impact their going forward lives? So I
Yeah,
didn't mean
thank
too
you.
scientific, but that's sort of how I think about
No,
conflict.
I love it. That's a lovely answer. Thank you.